huge piles of it at a time, and I use it very heavily in my vegetable garden on many of my crops. But one of the tricks I've learned here, especially in a cool spring season like we've had, is to hold off on mulching my crops until that soil gets warm. I put out my tomatoes and my eggplants, for example, and I will be mulching those crops here in a while, but I'm going to hold off yet, let that soil that they're sitting in begin to absorb some of these heat rays that are going to be showing up this week, I am hoping.
Okay.
And I'll heat that soil before I cover it up to hold the cool and the moisture in there later in the summer.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I had this feeling I'd sort of jumped the gun a little bit on it, and it just hasn't been warm. I mean, it's really just starting to get warm in the evenings now, so.
Yeah.
So I know you're a little bit ahead of me on your greens growing, but I finally have greens going, but you're probably starting to see patches where you've used up all the greens. What's the deal with the greens now? What should we do keep going there?
Good point. This is a great year for greens. This spring here has been cool and moist, and greens love those conditions. So greens in my garden have just gone gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I've been eating as much lettuce as I ever thought I'd be able to eat, and I'm finding that I have a lot of leftover. And so there's a couple things I can do. I can decide to give it away to other people I know or to other creatures that I'm also feeding, the chickens, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can also do something with it that I've learned in my kitchen here, and that is to take these excess heads of lettuce or leaves or whatever we have around us and turn them into a yummy vegetable stock that we can put in our freezer and use later on in the winter in yummy soups and stews. So an easy thing to do if you have an extra head of lettuce, or maybe you've got